Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And Father, we give your name the glory. And we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Would you follow us to the book of Ezekiel? We're going to go to Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse. We will go down from 1 through 4, but we will have an emphasis on verse 4. The thought I want to leave with you today is the soul that sinneth shall die. The soul that sinneth shall die. Ezekiel 18:1 says, the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. And the soul, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Let's read that one again. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So that's the thought I want to leave with you on today. That the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Let's look at this. This proverb was probably based on Exodus 20:5. And Deuteronomy 5:9, both of which teach that children are affected by the sins of their parents. However, Ezekiel makes it clear that these passages were not intended to teach that children were to be punished for their father's sins. All are accountable for their own sins and their own unwillingness to trust in Christ as Savior and to live righteous lives. The Apostle Paul restates the principle with these words, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we find that in Romans 6:23. So here we're talking about the soul that sinneth shall die. And as I forestated, this Proverbs, where it talked about that the parents were responsible for their children. I know you've heard that the parents are responsible for their children until they are 12 years old. And we've heard that all of our lives. So that comes from, if you would read Exodus 20:5, and Deuteronomy 5:9, I think that's where we get that concept of belief from. And the Bible, and this book says that both of these teachings that the children are affected by the sins of their parents. And that is so true, that the children are affected by the sins of their parents. If they have a generational where the parents continue to do wrong and unrighteousness before the Lord, it can't help but touch the seed of that of the parent. So therefore, the child will be affected by what the parent does. We're talking about in the spiritual realm. It will go from one generation to another, because the Bible talks about that in Deuteronomy, that the sins of the father will be passed down from one generation to another, or the sins of the father will be passed down to one child, and it will go straight on through the lineage of that father. Because if you notice, when you go to the doctor, most of the time they'll ask you, is anybody in your family had high blood pressure? And my mom or my dad, and has anybody in your family had heart trouble? They go back and they look at the history of the family. And if they can do that for medical wise, then they can say, they can kind of give you a rough estimate of would you be affected by heart disease. How can they do that, Sister Gloria? They go back through your lineage and they see if this disease run in families. There are some cancers that run in families. And because of that, the doctor can have you, he can be on alert for anything that goes wrong or abnormal with your blood test. So if man has that kind of knowledge, so what do you think about God the Father? He said, the soul that sinneth shall die. Sometimes we think about generational curses and we think about generational blessings. Well, yes, there are generational curses that goes back to the sins of the father that would be transferred down the line. Because it goes down the line from the father, because the father is the one that produces the seed. And the father is the one that God has made the head. So the soul that sinneth shall die. Well, Ezekiel took that just a little bit step further. He says what God is doing, he's holding every individual for their own sins. If you sin and you're contrary to the word of God, the Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That if you sin and that make that your habit, you are a habitual sinner. Don't have God on your side. Don't believe in God. Haven't made God your personal savior. Haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior. And you go about doing your daily dues, and it's always business as usual without Jesus in your life. And when you don't have Jesus in your life, then the Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Not only will it die physically, not only will you be graveyard dead, but what the Bible is saying, the soul that sinneth spiritually shall die. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because every man and woman that's born on this earth, we will die physically. But what Ezekiel is saying, spiritually, you're dead. That's why Paul picked it up and said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior, the only way out is accepting him and having eternal life. So that's why Ezekiel said, the soul that sinneth shall die. Now, Ezekiel didn't say that. Actually, he wrote it. But God the Father said that. Let's look at the fourth verse. It said, behold. And this is God saying, Ezekiel said in the first verse of in the 18th chapter, Ezekiel, he said, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, now look at the fourth verse. Behold, all souls are mine as the soul of the father. So also the soul of the son is mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It didn't say it might die. It said it, S-H-A-L-L, shall die. So what is God the Father saying here? He's saying that every person born is mine. Because every person has a soul. We are spirit, soul, and body. And sometimes we get that twisted by saying we are body first. But no, we are spirit first. You have a spirit man. God deals with your spirit. You have a soul. In your soul is your intellect. In your soul is your understanding. In your soul is your emotions. And you have a body. Well, this body is what we see every day. It's the outer frame of you. So when your natural body dies, what we will see in the casket is your outward physical body, but your soul is either gone to God or it's gone to hell. One of the two. That depends on, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Who am I talking to today? Because there is somebody that's in between which way to go. Somebody is standing at the crossroads and you don't know which way to go. But this morning, I heard the Holy Ghost say that the message for the day is that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh, yes, it shall die. It shall die spiritually. And the only way that the soul that sinneth won't die is that you repent and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And God says, behold, all souls are mine. Not some of them, but all souls are mine. He said, as the soul of the Father. So what God is saying here, the soul of the Father is mine. The soul of the Son is mine. The soul of the daughter is mine. He said, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And if you sin habitually, which means that you continue in sin and you continue in sin and don't get repentance and don't ask God for forgiveness. And when God call your name, you will lose out on eternal life. For the wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So today, I leave this message with you, and I want you to think about it. Let it get in your mind. Let it get in your spirit, because all souls are mine, saith the Lord. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son, he say, is mine. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So how do you get out of dying eternal death and eternal damnation to your soul? You have to accept Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Son so loved the Father that he came and he gave his life. No one took Jesus' life, but love brought him here. And love caused him to give up his life. As he hung on Calvary cross, he gave up his life for you. And that is your only way out. So if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you will be lost. Because God says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh yes, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And I remember a quick testimony. I have a reflection in my mind. I remember during the years when I backslid and walked away from God. I was out in the world doing the parties and everything else, not even going to church, but was raised up in the church. But one thing about God, all of a sudden, I began to wake up in the morning and I heard this same verse that was like a recorder. It was recording in my voice. In my mind, it was saying, the soul that sinned shall die. I tell you, it wasn't a constant thing every day, but every now and then the Holy Ghost would bring it back in my mind, and I kept hearing, the soul that sinneth shall die. But when I came back to the Lord and I repented of my sins, guess what? I don't hear that scripture anymore, because God got my attention before it was too late. So I say to you today, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you'll be glad you did. Until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.